Connecticut's unemployment rate fell to 7% in February from 7.2% in January. The state picked up just about 800 jobs over the month, but Andy Condon of the state's Department of Labor is pretty happy about that. He says it's a rebound from January when there was a sharp drop in jobs, which he says was because of the nasty weather.
Hopefully, once we get out of what has been a very difficult winter weather-wise for Connecticut, we'll see a full return to the prior growth trajectory. We project for the year that we're going to see job growth much like last year in the 14,000 to 18,000 range net new job growth for the year.
On Long Island, they're pointing out the February numbers were also affected by bad weather. Sheetal Patel of the New York Department of Labor says that led to fewer private sector jobs than January.
We've had a lot of construction activity in the region, and this month we had a decline both on a month-over-month and a year-over-year basis, which leads me to believe that weather had played a role in that, just because, you know, a lot of these projects might have been delayed or postponed.
Patel says Long Island also saw a larger than normal decline in retail jobs, which may also be because of weather. One bright note in the new numbers was a small year-over-year increase in Long Island's manufacturing sector. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.